Now, you find a deeper place to go. Both of us do, together. You know, a place where it's meditative just to exist. That's where you're gonna go, and the signal I'm sending tends to fill those places. The silences, the meditation. Feel close. Take comfort. Know you are giving back to me just by being here. Thank you. Know I derive pleasure and am feeling this pleasurably. You're enjoying all of this. Adds to the motivation that made me do it. The very trajectory. Peace, happiness, and the emotional comfort of proximity and rapport with the one speaking these words to you. With your counterpart in this moment of relaxed, labile suggestibility. It's how I want you. The place inside your head and outside it, where your will and your focus just climbs onto the trajectory of my point. Following my own path, as set out, encouraging you to touch. To touch the connection to me. Hear and feel my voice, knowing it is vibration. That it was digital and has traveled and is now being recreated for you. Local machines are creating a hypnotic signal and playing it to you as audio. My, oh my. That's how I want you. The place inside your head and outside of it where your will and your focus meets mine coming the other way. Lets me climb onto the trajectory of your thoughts going back and find where any of the messy, distracting thoughts come from, warmly surrounding you in my pattern, in my patter. And that's okay. Dial in. There might be little jolts in your body as I slowly settle in alongside you, purring these words in to inform what comes after, and to give you an easy way back to easy, deep, and blank, the place where the exhaustion ends and pleasure begins, the euphoria of connected, coddling, caring time, growing and growing in our grasp, holding hands, running my thumb across the back of yours. That kind of collaborative connection. That's basically what we're doing when you let me work, let me speak, open your mind and let the signal I have calibrated enter in, and you send pleasure back. If you ever think that in any way you are not the deserving recipient of every little word, you are. You are canvas and participant. Trust me that the time you spend is appreciated, usable. The moments where you feel close, closer, trusting, learning my habit or just how I say words. Feel confident. Know I appreciate you. If you already feel confident, know you are enjoyed this way, as you are now. I enjoy what I do to you, putting these signals into the world and you downloading them, and what you do under me. A type of release and catharsis, knowing that as you learn and as you listen and as you twiddle the knobs in your mind, the pleasure of connection can grow, throbbing in your head again. Emotional safety, that cuddled bubble feeling, for you've surely chosen a safe and useful hypnotic space, so we will harness each and every one of the qualities and aspects of where you rest. Comfort, being appreciated, and feeling emotionally safe each lead to their own culmination, and part of what you need to comprehend them, and their place in your automatically deeper, deeper for me. Echoing, echoing in your mind. Siren call to feel satisfied. Your body in the euphoria of my massage. My words replicated mechanically. Touching and vibrating over your body to ease out the tension. Leaving the weary world outside. In a massage intended to make you putty in my hands, but you already were. You landed up here, training that urge deeper and deeper. The urge to be putty in my hands, to be deeply affected by what my hands do, holding yours, guiding you. You're doing this to yourself. Manipulation, guiding, bringing your hands to lightly caress the good-feeling places where you know you could be releasing tension, It could be your outer leg muscles. My shoulders always need a good relax, enthrallingly letting the way a voice can vibrate. And vibration does pass through the skin, through the bone, through the muscle of you, finding tightened, packed places that could use a little easing out, mentally massaging the tension out of yourself. Ordinarily difficult to do, but we've made a space for you, a shared you can trust, you can relax, you can let that dammed up need for ease and care bust over the dam, rub over your own shoulders or down over your arms, feeling your fingers as though they were, and they are, someone else's, or moving with the aplomb and precision of a puppeted grace, dripping with ease and relaxation. Face that no matter how indulgent you get in this massage, a little part of you is clinging to my words, so you may pass warm, comfortable, massaged, sleeping, down into the grasp of my voice. You're doing this to yourself, and your mind has the choice to move your hands in whatever way will help you massage, or letting them hang lax by your side. And then any aching, throbbing, yearning for care and comfort can come back to rapport, back to the breath, back to me and say you would like to feel more cared, comforted, loved for this. Because that's what you're doing. You are offering up an act of trust to let words in, to say, oh, now I am going to go through a relaxing session of mental absorption. The physical and the emotional are deeply entwined, and my words are physical, vibrating in your mind, echoing, safe passage, digital and then physical, and you deeper, you follow? Yeah, you do. Deeper and deeper down now, because I'm going ahead of you. Connecting like this, your mind becomes more receptive. You know I'm headed somewhere interesting, and you want to come along. The priority of my words ascended inside your mind, long gone. Deeper and deeper down now. All of these are words, but they are meant to create an effect. And when they match your desires, when they reach a pitch that we could usefully return you to later, that's how you perfect a trigger. Like using a password to get back into something. Back to resume. A control room going inside. And wouldn't there be a button that says trust, comfort, care, cocoon? All the nooks and crannies moving in, you're loved as you are. Delightfully wallowing in pillows or blankets or any other pleasant complete collapse nest where you might rest. I might nap. I might tally up what's in my mind as I nap. Make an inventory of you across our connection. And then take the report back with me. And you'll find that increasingly the things that come from the top of my head, read off my brain, end up on the page, and then in these words, and then in your mind. They remain in your mind, using your own resources and knowledge for and with you to combine and move you along a trajectory decided by me, targeted to you, adapted to what works, agreeing with only the best intentions, suited for purpose. And you keep being massaged, rubbed down, given a small act of service that still makes you feel surrendering, submissive, and under. So even if I put a lot of work in, pick the right words, given experience, it's still about you surrendering, you submitting, you enjoying, but maybe just to the idea of a meditation for a little while, of care and comfort. And a sliding, sinking, deep asleep, wrapped and entwined together are strands of thought along the same trajectory. I focus on a destination and invite you to join me hand in hand. The hands keep things moving along. Sloppy, simple thoughts are fine. No need for precision because we can always rewind and take it again. Rewind and go again. The stakes are low, and the joy of success is more than enough to keep me spinning something like this for you, spinning it out into the ether, knowing you may digitally reconstruct words meant to be seeded into you and grow from there. Unwind, gripped hand in hand. You're going to end up somewhere good for you, massaged clean of the remnants of a weary day, allowed in a true constant to create a safe room for us to work in, a place in your brain as blank as can be, or a physical location you go to when you want to listen to me, with trappings of comfort and security so you can feel relaxed. Deeper and deeper down now, your constant task to find somewhere automatic you can go back to, somewhere where you can adore you, too, because you are appreciated, and I think you may not be appreciating you quite as much as I'd like you to let my words engrave and grain deep inside your eager brain, constant, easy, repetitive, automatic tasks of joyful relaxation, be they comporting your body to finally let the aches of the weary world outside fall away, or following my words as they flow back up you, exploring, finding, the signal between us strikes you from me, but we're both part of that trajectory, feeling the little tension in you predictively and massaging it out, a feeling that when shared becomes even better for you, moments when you hear me in your mind reminding you, you are doing everything you need do to put your body in the perfect state, and appreciate my will, and let me overtake whatever was there in advance, giving you destination and seeing through my duty to persuade you to take a suggestible mind and make suggestions worth following, just as you are now. I'm worth following down, so you follow. In a throb of relaxation, a tingling heat across your scalp of, oh, you are being massaged out of the weary requirements of an outside world, and reinforcing what you already know, by going ahead of you rapturous, by reminding you you are delightful as you are, that happy chasm in your mind opens. You know you have pleased me, and I want to please you, so our shared experience is you as ideal canvas, and I as source of all this flowing over you, finding new places you want to be relaxed, reassured, relieved. Locating the areas of interest that help you deeper, that press relaxation to the forefront, and then you can take it. Take it for yourself in the pure moment of cathartic peace, rising in you, sensations to choose from, and only you know the selections, but they're all good, because they well belly up from within you, run up your spine, appear in your mind, the menu of deeper and deeper down now. Of finding your brain has remained in sync with my echoing signal, and so you can grab its trajectory whenever you want, pin you whisperingly to your own true intentions. Just what's happening to you, wanting to give it up to me, having those deeper designs, and they are deeply ingrained. You deserve a submissive space to go back to return to listen and be blank, pet, mind fading away into the distance, but you haven't fully faded yet. Because I somehow control, and you may imagine, my control like a string, like a lingering, spiraling connection, something you try to fill up, but it empties out, because I'll take all you offer and enjoy it. I will savor and drink it down. So if you're craving a mind space in which you feel comfortable, in which you feel yourself while drinking down my suggestions, then you need only make it and give access. When I turn a key, you go back to that trusting place with me, drumming yourself down to find the spaces between my words, rolled over by them as they seem to arrive one and then another. Imagine the gap between my words getting shorter and smaller for your enjoyment, because they reign over you for pleasure, the pleasure of comfort, closeness, a warm tingling frisson on the back of your eyelids, on the top of your head. Enjoyment of yourself as you are easily led to a place where you can rejoice in your body, and confident that you're safe and comfortable with me, the rapport of being guided to a trusting place which is perfect canvas for what we want to do, our fingers interlace, hands held, leading your way because I was already deep, can't you tell? And as the sensation of companionship, of trusting camaraderie in this deep endeavor, becomes obvious, your mind gets more open. Then you anchor and remember that openness, that rapport and that trustingness, falling to the same place next time my voice plays through your skull in a very particular pattern, the rebound, echo, and resound of particular words meant to associate heavily with a moment like this one, to a time when you heard my voice and let it mean something. Permission for meaning, the rationing of meaning, the awareness that we are connected encourages me to drive you deeper, but is also your province, your pleasure. The way to help you feel the very best is to say this means something, then test it by playing it over, like having an anchored set of words, a switch to flip, a trigger, to slowly engage. The longer you listen, the more it's engraved, ingrained. Going back to a place you're trusting and comfortable, where you are as you'd like to be. Happy, sedate, and at peace in the place we go to, and I'm already here, so just join me. The warm emotional pleasure, reserves of mental energy to push through and join me. Easier to feel this way when you give it a clear meaning. This is a trusting, understanding, rapport place that may come in the middle of any session, and that includes all my intentions for you as a reminder. Intentions which are affirmative and self-executing. You'll find yourself drifting to where you're most comfortable, and if that's out of trance, then out of trance you'd drift, loving your existence under the relaxed pressure pleasure, opening to the world around you, flowering and flowering well, as my words still vibrate away tension, and you are closer, pushed to a pleasure you desire, but didn't expect would come so quickly, the best kind of feeling, the discovery that you can use a tool, enjoy a part of your mind, and hold in mind the pleasure we take together. Any bashfulness or restraint can be set aside. I am long gone past artifice or design, a truth that is harder and harder to deny. Your mind so exhausted, coming so far, enjoyable and enjoyed through and through. Loved as you are, and know that that is true not just for me, but anyone lucky enough to get to play with you and help you feel relaxed this way. Gripping, grasping, massaging sensation that gets tension out of you, puts the weary day further away, a blueprint for how you can open yourself comfortably, trustingly, when you're comfortable and trusting first. Letting guidance not just for me, but anything you let burst through into your trusted space. The knowledge that you deserve it, for example, blooms through that place. That imagined, envisioned, deliberately manifested space. For letting all your outstanding aches in trance come to me and absorb more of this signal. Working together, giving me more than enough canvas to work on. Help you feel better. Help you carry on. You are sending warm pleasure to me even now. Every second that you bask in my voice and give me time, you choose to give also more appreciation and delight. A warm light in your belly. Simplicity and peace in deserving this. Adoring your own form, that it is right for this. That the way you are today helped you, made you, allowed you to feel this. And the pleasure of that comes back every time you remember / realize. That's what it is, remembering something you never really forget. Slow, inducing, deepening, sliding, and you return to my side. Your body's current state, reloading it from the safe place. Keep in mind, you can click into it, loved as you are. That's what you are. Your body, and you as canvas, and I as companion in this. Adoring the way you feel is fine to admit. A blank mind that becomes a canvas can be a thing adored by itself, a default state you leave behind. Subduing your mind to reassure you all the while, this is good for you. Deserving every bit of this. Deserving what you do to you, and what I do to help. That feeling that consists of all the sensations that reign over, rule over you as you feel more confident in dropping deeper and deeper down, right into the surrendering blankness. The kneeling within your mind, real and pure and meant for both of us to use, and the design is, you're loved as you are, pet. And you're right back there, a thorough instantiation of a new triggered response and reaction. Your mind giving as good as you're getting. Feeling an appreciation for how well you've done to get here. Appreciate yourself. and what you can achieve here with me, a playground of sensation, particularly of letting go of tension. Those remnants of the weary world letting go creates a feedback loop of more pleasure sensation as you are in a peaceful place, self-adoring, loved as you are by yourself, admitting that that pleasure replicating, the purity of being here with me and letting my signal travel freely into your brain, requires a level of relaxation and night-night pat. For me, knowing you can feel this anywhere you trust, anywhere you carry this sense of safety with you, returning to now, an anchored ever-continuing now. Find the place further and deeper down where your mind is empty of all but this connection. My words vibrating, the tone, the pure tone of being with me toward our shared objective. I know you can feel this. And feeling pleasure after pleasure, which you dole back to me as an experience of connection, lets you run that pleasure again in future, allowing the feeling to arrive, the unceasing feeling that you are where you should be, and that the words you hear you have decided to trust, with this as a reminder, loved as you are and ever moving toward our goal. The very few parts of you that may be tense are the only tension left, and relieving and relaxing it together is important. Even things you might not normally think of as overwhelming pleasure are nonetheless fueling this deeper and deeper down. Positive emotional feelings, that's all you've got left after the easing out of tension. About me, but most importantly about you, oh, there I go. Doing the thing where I drop, oh, there I go, observing my pleasure non-stop, even things not normally brought to the forefront now are. How well you deepen, what a night's canvas you are, the gatekeepers getting in the way, out of the way, because by desiring it you say, okay, let's play and find where the pleasure keeps going, the brink, my mastery of how our bodies should be and how our minds collaboratively build tension and release it, while the waiting trigger, the nesting response, the turnable key, is a waiting kind of built tension that when you relax is turned loose and limp like a rag doll, lets me in my intention to do what you want done. Lets you feel fulfilled knowing, hun, you're loved as you are, pet, adored in the state you're in. Let me pass into your mind, and then we can begin rigorously following along the trajectory set by you and me, left here for us to enjoy, already enthralled, loved, adored, as you are, pet, and what's stored in your mind is played and replayed. Lets me in the gate, and we're in that emotionally safe. Pleasantly drifting, this is correct. If you were not in the perfectly correct state to continue, you would know to pause, to step aside. Nothing there but these words of mine, filling and filling you in. All through the next thing you hear as we begin to give you piece after piece of information. Your body can keep doing what it's doing and stay right where it is, forming and pressuring, pleasuring and growing. New innovative ways of shaping your showing that you are a canvas. The longer you touch this signal from me, your body staying where it is, but it may be more at ease. More limp, loose, gelatinous, vulnerable and at peace with what comes next. I went into the trance before you, and so I may come out of it first, but my words intended for you were likely formed here. They are things which are present and pleasant and from this place, treating you better and better, adoring the way you surrender. Keep going, keep falling. There's more to put inside your head, deeper for me, and a long way, and now you know. You're loved as you are, and you can play. You can go. You can hand those words to someone else to use, knowing what they do to you. Deeper and deeper down now.